Я до здесь мы глядели само, какая теория окулостилатрия. Так мы с вами видели, рабо два графика, не? Рабо ояшевальник, где же он вести из губы, на некое ояшение, не? И рабо некое посолочество, не? So up to now we were just discussing the theory behind an oscillator, and quite simplified theory, really, to say, because there are many effects and many things that can happen in an oscillator. We are just talking that we need some kind of frequency selective component that has some kind of frequency response, and we also need an amplifier to compensate for the loss in that frequency dependent component. Now, the first issue we should discuss today is how to design an oscillator. What can we expect out of that oscillator? Right, then as formal polyvalent to kuna certavata oscillator case la pogledamo naš osnovni gradnik. Jaz bom tukaj kakor osnovni gradnik bom risal bipolarni tranzistor, ampak naloga je popolnoma enaka, če bi imeli polski tranzistor, če bi imeli vakumsko elektronko, če bi imeli germanijo tranzistor, če bi imeli hemp tukaj, ne? Rabimo eno vezje za nastavitev delovne točke, recimo tukaj upor iz baze na kolektor, ne? Če tukaj kolektor, tukaj baza, ne? Ima neko skupno elektrodo, imamo tukaj, imamo kolektorski upor, ne? Upor. Imamo neko baterijo in imamo tukaj kondenzatorje za razklop, ne? Z odstranitev enosmerne točke. Ne? In tu je zdaj naš ojačevalnik. Ne? So, our amplifier, we may have an NPN transistor, like the, here, the things don't change much if we replace this transistor with a field effect transistor, or with a vacuum tube, or with a high electron mobility transistor. It's always the same principle. We need some components for the bias, the device, and we need some decoupling capacitor to remove that DC component. And this is now our amplifier. So this is equal to amplifier that has an input. Usually amplifiers have a common electrode and has an output. And this amplifier, usually it's an inverting amplifier. Se pravi, gradnik, ki ga imamo na razpolago, en sam transistor, ne, je v tisti taki konfiguraciji, kjer daje največje ojačenje, je tu invertirajoči ojačevalnik, se pravi, obrača fazo. Faza vhodnega signala, vhodne napetosti se na izhodu obrne. Looking for active devices. Active devices are usually devices that in the configuration for the maximum gain, usually these are inverting amplifiers. Vacuum tubes, bipolar transistors, field effect transistors, all of them invert the phase. And this is the part we actually have. Tak gradnik zdaj imamo, ne, na razpolago. In s tem gradnikom zdaj mi gremo graditi ojačevalnike. So with these components we are trying to build our oscillators. What can we do with such an amplifier? Kaj lahko naredimo? Ne moramo neposredno zvezati izhoda nazaj na vhod, ker rabimo fazni zasuk. So, it is not possible to connect directly the output to the input, because we don't have the correct phase shift. Yes, but we can do the trick. We can do the trick in this way. We can put more than one gain block. Put here one gain block, connect yet another gain block, identical gain block. And now we have the correct phase to make the feedback. I zdaj pa imamo pravo fazo, da naredimo preprosto, recimo damo en s zvezdico tukaj, ne? So if we have inverting amplifiers connecting two inverting amplifiers in series, we can make an oscillator. In tak način lahko naredimo oscillator. Kako bi recimo lahko takšen oscilator naredili? Recimo tak inverterjoči očevalnik so lahko tudi samo os inverter. A CMOS inverter is also an inverting amplifier built with two field effect transistors. We have the N-channel transistor on the negative rail of the supply. The gates are connected in parallel. This is the input of our amplifier. The output of our amplifier is from the drains of both transistors. And the P-channel transistor is also connected to our power source. It's powering our amplifier. This is all the CMOS inverter je lahko tudi podoben gradnik, recimo, kakor to je še zmerom ojačevalnik, ki obrača fazo in ki ima predse, lahko predvsej veselik ojačen. So CMOS inverter is, can also be used as an amplifier. We can do the same with the CMOS inverter. To adjust the bias point of these transistors, we need just a single resistor in the negative feedback. Tako da z dvemi CMOS inverteri, ne, lahko jaz naredim preprost oscilator, da dam tukaj še ta upor. Ne. So I add this resistor here, and this is one CMOS inverter, and this is one CMOS inverter. Ok? Na tak način lahko naredim najbolj preprost oscilator danes. Ne. Ampak ta oscilator je RC oscilator. This is an RC oscilator. In z RC oscilator praktično vso energijo jo potrošimo na tem uporu. So in RC oscilator, the whole energy from this capacitor is transferred to the resistor and the resistor causes losses. So in an RC oscilator, Q loaded is around 1. Obremenjeni Q RC oscilator je zelo nizek, je približno v velikosti razreda. Zaradi tega ne pričakovati odličnega faznega šuma iz RC oscilatora. Don't expect an RC oscilator has a Q equal to 1 because all of the energy stored in the capacitor is dissipated in the resistor. And don't expect very good phase noise performance from an RC oscilator. This is just to make the complete picture. RC oscilator sem narisal samo zato, da vam prikažem celotno sliko, da boste rekli, ta oscilator pa vam nisem razložil. Ne? Pač pa, RC oscilator so se kdaj narediti, ampak fazen šum je katastrofa, zato ker je Q enak ena. So, in RC oscilator, the phase noise is usually very poor, the phase noise performance, because the Q is low. That's it. So it's not something good for us. It can be done. It is done on many occasions in electronics. We use RC oscillators, but we are not using RC oscillators when we are pressed for short-term frequency stability, that's phase noise, or for long-term frequency stability. RC oscillator je lahko odličen oscillator za naše elektronska vezja, ampak tam, kjer ne rabimo točne frekvence, se pravi, tam, kjer se ne borimo z čim boljši fazni šum, se pravi, kratkoročno frekvenčno stabilnost, to je fazni šum, niti se ne borimo za dolgoročno frekvenčna stabilnost, kar je lezenje frekvence. So, when we are not interested in phase noise, that's short-term frequency stability, and we are not either interested in long-term frequency stability, like frequency drift on an oscillator, then an RC oscillator is okay. But this is just to give the complete picture. This is not a good design for us. No, to prvi takšen oscilator, se pravi, ki je bil načrtovan v zgodovini, je bil Meissner oziroma Armstrong. Ne? The first oscillator in history was Meissner or Armstrong oscillator. And the trick here was to invert the phase of the active device they had. In 1912 there were not many active devices available. Farnell didn't have them on stock. The vacuum tube is an inverting device, and the trick here was to use a transformer to invert the phase. Trik tukaj je bil, da so uporabili transformator za obračanje faze. This was the trick of the Armstrong oscillator, Meissner oscillator. Use the transformer. Now, the same transformer that was making the feedback was also used as part of a tuned circuit to have a Q loaded, say, in the range of 50. Se pravi, isti nehajni krok, ki je bil hkrati transformator, isti nehajni krok so uporabili tudi z, isto tuljavo so uporabili tudi kot sestavni gradnik nehajnega kroga. Se pravi, smo imeli tukaj LC nehajni krog in smo imeli sekundarno navitje prek nehajna podatka. So, the same coil that was used as part of the transformer to invert the phase was also used as part of the tuned circuit to improve the Q to around 50. If you have bad devices with little gain, and vacuum tubes from over 100 years ago were such devices, they had very little gain, then you have to really work on the Q at least to get some oscillation. Se pravi, elektronke iz več kot 100 let, ne, so bile zelo slabe, slabi gradniki so bili malo jačeni in tukaj nam je ta kondenzator, ta kvaliteta tega nehajnega kroga še pomagala, zato da bi zgradili boljši oscilator. Ni pa Armstrongo ali pa Meissner oscilator danes tista zaželjena stvar, ne kar bi imeli. Ne? So the Armstrong or Meissner oscilator is historically the first, but it's not what we usually do. Things can be done when we have a Q much larger than one. Ko imamo kvaliteto obremenjeno, dosti veliko obremenjena, si lahko prevoščimo, da uporabimo sam nehajni krok z obračanjem faze. Ne? So when we have a Q much larger than one, we can use the resonant circuit, the LC resonant circuit, as to invert the phase, as a phase approach. In ena zamisel je lahko takšna, ne, če imam tukaj pojačevalnik, ki ima minus, tukaj je skupna elektroda, ne. So this is my inverting amplifier, to use a resonant circuit with just one coil, with two capacitors, and these two capacitors form a tap on the circuit. Te naredi odcep per na našem nehajnem krogu in veže izhod nehajnega kroga. En konc tuljave sem, drugi konc tuljave vežem sem. Ne? No, se pravi, tak nehajni krog, ki ima odcep na kondenzatorskom delu. So, I have a capacitive divider here, a capacitive voltage divider, and this actually, if I apply a voltage here, and I'm at the resonant frequency of this tuned circuit, has a loaded Q quite large, I have the same signal with the opposite phase on this capacitor. This is the way turning the phase, and this was the Colpitz capacitor. This configuration was called the Colpitz configuration. Similar to the Colpitz configuration, podobno Colpitzovi vezavi, ne, je Hartleyova vezava. Ne. Hartleyov oscilator uporablja podoben odcep, ampak uporablja tukaj tudi ojačevalnik, ki obrača fazo.
ampak uporablja dve tuljave. Pravi, prva tuljava, dva, tukaj imam en sam kot na zlato vrca. So my resonant circuit is now made from two coils and one capacitor. And these two coils have no mutual coupling. M is zero. The mutual coupling between the coils is zero. Se pravi, ta razlika med Armstrongovim ali pa Majsterovim oscilatorjem, ne? In Hartleyjem je ta, da tukaj smo rabili sklop, ne? Tukaj smo rabili, so we had mutual coupling here. I wrote the dots. To se zdaj so pikce, kako so navitja navita, se pravi, smo imeli medsebojni magnetni sklop, medtem ko v Hartleyjem oscilatorju ta medsebojni magnetni sklop sploh ni potreben. Ne? Pač pa je vezava sama takšna iz dveh tuljav, da stvar zaniha, ne? Da stvar obrača fazo, da lahko zaniha. Ne? So, the idea with the Hartley oscillator is that there is no mutual coupling required between the two coils. We don't need any coupling, it's just the circuit itself with two completely independent inductors that flips the phase of the signal to have positive feedback. Se pravi, sama vezava, ta nihajni krok je takšen, če tukaj preklopim napetost, bo tukaj napetost za nasprotno fazo, tako da bi lahko oscilator zanihal. No, zdaj, nadaljni razvoj Hartleyjeva oscilatorja, lahko povemo tudi ena stvar, ki nam ni všeč. Ne? There are also things we don't like here with oscilators. And the oscillator we don't like is the Hood-Kuhn oscillator. The Hood-Kuhn oscillator is similar to Hartley. Very similar. But we have additional components in it. Imamo še dodatne gradnike v Hood-Kuhn oscillator. Lihto, ko imam gradnik, ki obrača fazo, ne? Ampak imam tukaj en nihajni krok L1. L1. Imam tukaj nihajni krok L2. Dva, ne? Tukaj je vse. In imam še ta C3 tukaj, ne? Pikcovara še narisuje tukaj. Pravite bac. So, where is the trick in the Hood-Kuhn oscillator? There are many components in it. There is no mutual coupling. M between the coils is equal to zero. But what is different from zero is this C3. It's larger than zero. Hood-Kuhn oscillator je pravzaprav ista stvar kot Hartleyjev oscillator, s tem, da bo njihov na taki frekvenciji, ker je značaj teh dveh nihajnih krogov induktiven. How is the Hood-Kuhn oscillator operating? The Hood-Kuhn oscillator is operating in such a way that when the reactance of this field circuit is inductive and this is inductive at this frequency, we have a Hartley oscillator. We can replace this with a single coil, we can replace this with a single coil. When we can do this, then we have a Hartley oscillator. The Hood-Kuhn oscillator turns out the equivalent circuit of it is a Hartley oscillator. The Hood-Kuhn oscillator is something we don't want here. It's not that usually when we would like to make an oscillator, it's not going to work. But Hood-Kuhn oscillator is something that works when we don't want it. Hood-Kuhn oscillator is a typical example of an amplifier that has some Miller capacitance. This is the Miller capacitance from the output to the input. And many all active devices have it, so we have an unstable amplifier. Tisto, kar se zgodi, je, da Hood-Kuhn oscillator ponavljanjem nastane zaradi tega, zato ker imamo zmerno to Millerjevo kapacitnost, čest, ne? Nihajni krok ne vhodu na filter na vhodu, nihajni krok na izhodu na filter na izhodu, ampak stvar niha, ni tu ni več rečeval, ni tu lahko niha. So the Hüttgen oscillator is something we don't want, we usually want to build a, an amplifier that has a filter on the input and a filter on the output. Filter on the input is a tuned circuit on the input, filter on the output is a tuned circuit on the output. But if we have Miller capacitance, this can turn out into an oscillator, something that we usually don't want. But this happens. And 2 months ago we had, you will remember the issues about the stability of an amplifier, where we were talking about S parameters, and you also measured the stability in the laboratory, the stability. The stability is really caused, the stability problem is caused by this Miller capacitance. And this can turn out into an oscillator. Today we are talking about oscillators, so we have to describe all possible oscillators that may happen. Even those that we don't want. Se pravi, da moramo pač vse oscilatorje obravnavati. Ta oscilator, Hüttgen oscilator, pravi nekaj, kar nočemo, da se zgodi. Mi gradimo ojačevalnik, ima pasovno sito na vhodu, pasivno sito na izhodu in hočemo narediti selektiven ojačevalnik. Ampak zaradi Millerjeve kapacitete, ta ojačevalnik, namesto da bi ojačeval, začne nikati. Ja. Takšne so stvari, takšne so. Tako da tega moramo povedati, kakšne je lahko. No, tisto, kar danes, tista rešitev, ki se največkrat uporablja, ne, so, zdaj, to built an oscillator, probably, the Colpitz oscillator is the easiest thing to do. To make a good oscillator. Se pravi, naredimo dober oscillator, pa navadi bomo uporabili Colpitz oscillator. Ne. No, in da za Colpitz oscillator je treba nekaj vedeti, da jaz sem tukaj narisal, kako ga povežamo na naš pojačevalnik. Ne. Ampak, Colpitz oscillator, če si ga zdaj tukaj narišem, ne? So if I redraw the Colpitz oscillator somewhat simplified, so I have my inverting amplifier, I have the common electrode of this amplifier, and the Colpitz oscillator is simply this. One coil and 2 capacitors. Zdaj, v takšnem ojačevalniku nismo nič rekli, mi smo rekli, da ojačevalnik ima pač neko skupno elektrodo, ne? Ampak nismo rekli, da se elektroda mora biti ozemljena. V vizijo lahko dobiste zelo različne vizije, kako lahko iz tega naredimo, iz Colpitzovega vizija, kako lahko naredimo oscilator, ne? Se pravi, so in a circuit, in a real circuit, I said that the amplifier has a common electrode. But this common electrode, it needs not be the one we are going to ground. V Colpitzovem oscilatorju, vedete, lahko ozemljim tega tukaj, ne? So the first choice is to ground this node of the circuit. Maybe the second choice is to ground this node of the circuit, second choice. And third possibility is to ground this node here. And all of them are Colpitz oscillators, or Hartree oscillators, or Hüttgen oscillators, or the kind of oscillator you want, but the node we are actually going to the ground in our circuit. It's a bit weird. Se pravi, katero točko bomo ozemljili, je tu zdaj vprašanje našega vizija. Naprimer, če bi ozemljili točko 1, so grounding point 1, kako bi ta oscilator izgledal, ne? Imam tako transistor, ne? Ozemljil sem točko 1, se pravi, točka 1 dam samo uporovni delilnik za delovno točko, ne? In dam še en kondenzator, ne? Zato da je ta stvar ima res nizko impedanco. So, in order to ground the input of the amplifier at solution 1, tukaj gor dam nihajni krok, ne? Korektor, tukaj dam kapacitivni delilnik, ne? In ta kapacitivni delilnik povežem tukaj na emitor. Ne? In emitor ima še en upor tukaj napajen. No, tukaj je zdaj naša baterija. Ne? So this could be the Colpitz oscillator with the input grounded. Znači, nekaj tukaj tuljava. Tukaj je zdaj kondenzator taj na strani baze C1, taj C2. Ne? So this could be a complete circuit diagram of a Colpitz oscillator that has the input ground. Second solution, druga rešito. Če smo ozemljili, če smo ozemljili tisto točko tam, ne, takšen kolpica oscilator bo preprosto to odnesel. The second solution could be such a kolpica oscilator. One capacitor here. Yet another capacitor here. We can provide the bias to the base through the coil, L, C1, two. And here we have a collector resistor going to the battery. Tu bi bo recimo kolpico oscilator v primeru 2, ne? Bi lahko recimo tačno naredili. Tukaj damo preprosto, ta tuljava ne služi samo v visokofrekvenčnem funkciji, pač pa tudi prevede enosmerno napetost na bazo. So, such an oscillator could, the coil serves two purposes. One purpose is to be part of the resonant circuit, and the second purpose is to feed the bias to the input of the transistor. In lahko imamo še tretja varianta, ne? So we have the third possibility, ground the output of the our amplifier in this way. Se pravi, lahko ozemljimo še kolektor transistor, tako da na kolektor damo kar baterijo tukaj, ne? Tukaj damo odporne emitorje in naš nihajni krog ga damo tukaj, ne? To put our tune set on here. C1, C2, L. And we need now the bypass capacitors, the bias capacitor here, and here we need the bias resistor. C bias or C on the base. Tudi tu je kolpic, ne? Zdaj je ta ozemljena, ne? Here we have this electrode grounded, here we have this electrode grounded, here we have this, this is grounded. Se pravi, vse, kar vidite vi v vaših vjezih, no, tak ne se pravi, v vjezih, ne, vse je lahko kolpico oscilator. To je kolpic, to je kolpic, to je kolpic, samo drugo elektrodo smo zamenili, da kar smo si izbrali. Ne? So, in you may see on circuit diagrams this circuit, or this circuit, or this circuit. They look a little bit different, one from the another. But they are all of them are just Kolpitz oscillators. Nothing really new. They are all, this circuit, we just changed the point, we were grounded and changing a little bit the bias circuit. So, tudi vse, kar smo spremenili, smo spremenili mogoče malo vezi za nastavljati na točke, pa katero elektrodo smo zamenili, ampak vse to je Kolpitz oscillator. Na kakšen način lahko uporabimo kvarc. So how can we use a quartz crystal in an oscillator? Last, 2 weeks ago we were talking about piezoelectric resonance. No, kristal, se moramo zvedeti, da kristal se obnaša na domestno vidi, so the equivalent circuit of a quartz crystal is C0, this is the capacitance of the electrodes, plus for every single resonance of the crystal, we have a circuit, say L1, C1, R1. This is an equivalent circuit for our crystal. To je nadomestno vezje našega kristala. In zdaj, kjer bomo takšen kristal uporabljali, ne? Takšen kristal bomo z njim uporabljamo uporabljali v kolpicevom oscilatorju. Ne? The kolpic circuit is usually called the Pierce circuit. Vse se reče, temu se reče Pierce oscilator, spravi v kolpicevom oscilatorju, kjer tuljavo nadomestimo, the coil is replaced by a crystal. pa je bez elektrike oscilatorja. Kako da radimo takšan Pierce oscilator? Ja se. Najbolj preprosta ta varijanta je, če imamo takšen samos inverter, ne? Simple solutions using the CMOS inverter. You heard this CMOS inverter, it has a common electrode. CMOS is inverting amplifier. We need capacitors C1 and C2 for the coil that's oscillator. We replace the coil with a quartz crystal. And we also have to add an R bias to set the operating point of the amplifier in some linear meter so the oscillator can start. Ta kristal tukaj gor jasno nadomešča tujavo. So, this quartz crystal is replacing a coil. How can it replace the coil? Če narišemo zdaj impedančni diagram, oziroma impedančni diagram, se pravi G, J, B tukaj. Ne? So, if I draw the admittance plot G plus J, B of a crystal, vemo, da kristal na tip tukaj, ne? Tako, pravim pa pozitivna rektanca, potem pa rezonanci naredi krok, ne? In potem se ta stvar nadaljuje. So the crystal at each resonance, it makes a loop, and in this loop it means that here we have capacitive, and here we have, the crystal decays, has the same inductor. So there is a frequency range where the crystal can behave as an inductor. The piezoelectric resonator can behave as an inductor. Se pravi, tukaj ob te rezonančne frekvence, ker naredi, tukaj admitanca naredi pente, moram mač kaj še misliti. At the frequency where the admittance makes a loop, if this loop crosses the real axis, we have a region where the crystal behaves as an inductor. While up here it behaves as a capacitor. In na tak način, recimo, lahko naredimo, tukaj je lahko, največkrat je mesto tukaj CMOS inverter, če je tu, ne? This is a CMOS inverter. This is a typical clock oscillator used in microprocessors. The simplest thing to do. Najbolj preprosta stvar za naredi. Če ga naredimo recimo s bipolarnim transistorom, so trying to use a bipolar transistor in the same circuit, we can make a Colpitz oscillator, you can usually make it this way. Possibility of making, if this electrode is grounded, and making Colpitz or Pierce oscillator with a quartz crystal. Thinking about bias, crystals are not sensitive if you apply a DC voltage on them. Se pravi, če se pogovarjamo o nastavitvi delovne točke, te piezoelektrični rezonatorji, kristali, pa navadi niso občutljivi, če pritisnemo na njih enosmerno napetost. Ne? Se pravi, tukaj ne rabimo nobene galvanske ločitve. Tukaj lahko pritisnemo pričista napetost, ki je na bazi tukaj, ne? Jo lahko pritisnemo na kristal in ta enosmerna napetost nima nobenega vpliva na kristal. So, applying implicit bias to quartz crystal or to piezoceramic resonator, the DC bias of a few volts has no effect on the quartz crystal, so it doesn't shift the frequency or degrade the stability of whatever it was. Tako da lahko naredimo oscilator na ta način. Ne? Ja, ampak zdaj se postavi naslednje vprašanje. Ne? Kvarc ima več rezonanc. Any kind of mechanical resonator has plenty of different resonances. Where is the oscillator going to work? At which frequency? Pri kateri frekvenci bo delal zdaj tale oscilator, ker tukaj imamo v resnici več, ne? Te tukaj moram se zavedati, imam tudi tretji overtonim L3, C3, R3, ne? In tako naprej L5, C5, R5, ne? I have many of this series equivalent circuit of piezoelectric resonator has many possible resonances. At which resonance is the oscillator going to work? Kaj mislite, pri kateri rezonanci bo delal tak oscilator? Če smo tako izdelali oscilator.
Zakaj bi delal parafena?
Pri tem največja sprememba impedance.
Ni se vremena impedance, to je važno, prije večje ojačenje.
So, trying to see where is such an oscillator going to work with a piezoelectric resonator. A resonator has many resonances. It may also happen with an LC oscillator. Gledajte, tu se lahko zgodi tudi z LC oscilatorjem. Z LC oscilatorjem, recimo Kolpico oscilator, jaz lahko tukaj naredim votlinski rezonator, ne, namesto tuljave. Tuljavo zamenjam z votlinskim rezonatorjem. So, the same thing may happen in a Kolpitz oscillator with LC circuits. I replace the coil, for instance, with a cavity, with a resonant cavity. And resonant cavities have many resonators. Where is the oscillator going to work? When we have a resonator that has many resonances, the oscillator is probably going to peak frequency where the gain is the highest. Se pravi, kada imamo takšen rezonator, ki ima več možnih rezonanc tukaj, zelo verjetno stvar bo nihala ten, ker je ojačanje največje. Ne? Ampak ojačanje največje z upoštevanjem vsega, z upoštevanjem in našega čukastega rezonatorja in z upoštevanjem našega ojačevalnika. So, in the case of an oscillator, the oscillator is probably going to oscillate at the frequency where the gain is the highest, because when the amplifier goes into saturation, all gains will decrease, and only the frequency where the gain is the highest is going to remain. All other frequencies will be wiped out. Vse druge will be suppressed. Se pravi, vse druge frekvence bo zadušene, nihanje, oscilator bo nihal samo še na tisti frekvenci, kjer je ojačanje največje. Ne? No, in tu je ponavadi za slučaj piezoelektričnih resonatorjev pri osnovnih frekvencih. So in the case of piezoelectric resonators, this is usually the fundamental oscillating mode of such a resonator. It needs not be that way. Ni nujno, da se tu zgodi na tak način. Ne? Na primjer, ena taka napaka, ki se vam lahko zgodi, ne, v življenju, se so zgodila tudi meni, tudi jaz sem napravil, zato moram povedati. Ne? Vzamete kristal za uro, ne? Ki so notri glasbene vilce, ne? Ampak glasbene vilce so izrezene iz rezine kvarca. Ne? Zdaj, te glasbene vilce imajo tisti osnovni rob glasbenih vilic, ki je zelo nizka frekvenca, 32 kHz za uro, ampak ker je tista rezina svojih 200 mikronov debela, ne? Imajo tudi prečne rezonance strižne na 8 MHz, ne? Pa še vsi overtoni zraven. In zdaj, če niste previdni, da ste tak kristal narisen oscilator, so stvar mirno nika na 8 MHz. So what can happen here, if you are not careful about designing your oscillator? If you take a quartz crystal, the one used for watches, for clocks, those crystals are made for very low frequencies, for 32 kHz. To achieve 32 kHz in such a small package, you need the shape of the oscillator to be a tuning fork. Yes, and there is a tuning fork resonance at 32 kHz, but that tuning fork is actually etched out of a 200 micron thick quartz plate. And that quartz plate is going to have its fundamental resonance for the shear wave at 8 MHz. So if you are not careful, that oscillator is going to oscillate at 8 MHz, not at 32 kHz. But this is just to explain that there, you have to be careful. It's not necessary that the oscillator is going to work at the lowest frequency. Hopefully, we selected the impedances here. Be carefully selected. One possibility to avoid this is to kill the gain at higher frequencies, inserting here a resistor. Ena možnost da zadušimo ojačanje na višoj frekvenci, da kristal prisilimo da niha na najnižji, da dodamo tukaj upor. Posebno za sodobnimi samozgradniki imajo izredno nizko izhodno impedanco, im lahko zaniha kristal na višjih rezonančnih frekvencah. So, today the problem is that CMOS inverters have a very low output impedance because there are very high currents in this transistor. And without this resistor, the crystal may oscillate at some higher mode, not at the fundamental mode. So you have to be careful what you are doing when designing an oscillator. When you have the possibility that you have here something wild that has many resonances, because you must have more of that, tukaj nekaj, kar ima dosti resonančnih frekvenc, takrat se lahko stvari krepko zakomplicirajo, ne? Se vam zapletejo, zato ker bo njihov nevišil, če ne dodaste tukaj upor, tukaj mora se biti previdno, kakšen upor tukaj dodati. Tu je čist praktičen nasvet, tudi verjetno kakšen proizvajalec mikroprocesora vam bo povedal, da treba tukaj ta upor. So, this is a practical advice, even some manufacturers of microprocessors will tell you, okay, we have two pins for the clock on our microprocessor chip, you have to add a series resistor on the output pin, then you are okay. And they suggest different tables for the capacitors, for the quercristals and for the resistors. You have to fit around their chip. In pa predlagajo tukaj kakšne kondenzatorje, kakšne upore, da to po njihova čipa, da bo prav približno njihov na tisti. Ja, zdaj se pa postavite drugo vprašanje. Ne? Kaj pa, če mi želimo narediti oscilator na tretjem overtonu in nočemo, da kvarc sliha na osnovni frekvenci? So, the other question is, now that I turn the question around, what if we want to make an overtone oscillator, if we don't want the oscillator oscillating at the fundamental frequency? What then? What can we do then? Then we have to force the oscillator to oscillate at a higher frequency. Now, in trick here is the oscillating. Ima dobro še sklopni kondenzator, ta je samo za sklopno izhodo. Tukaj je skupna elektroda. Ne? Jaz naredim z njim Pearsov oscilator. I build a Pearse oscillator with this. C1, C2. This is coupling. Because I have to add here an inductor. In zdaj, kako izberem ta nekajni krok? So, how do I choose this circuit? I choose this tuned circuit to be an inductor at the first resonance, the fundamental resonance of the crystal. And I choose this thing to be a capacitor at the third overtone. Se pravi, izberem takšen nekajni krok, tam, ki se obnaša pokrk. Tuljava na osnovni rezonanci in se obnaša kot kondenzator na tretjem overtonu. Če sem na tak način napravil stvari, ne? Tukaj, kje se bo zdaj zgodilo? Tukaj bom imel zdaj negativni feedback, An inductor is resulting in inverting the phase of the signal, so the feedback is going to be negative. And here I have positive feedback. Per tretja v vrtonu, ker se pa tu obnaša kot kondenzator, imam pa pozitivno povratno vezavo. In na ta način lahko naredim oscilator za tretji vrton. Ista stvar tukaj, ne za tretji overton, če prerišem ta oscilator. So, if I redraw this oscilator for the third overton, what can I do for the third overton? Simply this. I add here the coil. Pravi, ta oscilator je še bolj preprost, ne? C2, C1, L, ne? In tukaj ta je to, da se ta ne? So, third overton oscilator can be simply built by adding a coil to the circuit to have a different reactance at the fundamental frequency, this is an inductor, and the third overton, this is a capacitor. So, the actual F0 of this circuit, that's equal to Na plus P at Zn, so the resonance frequency of this circuit should be selected so the F1, F0 is larger than F1 and smaller than F3. Then the thing works. So, pravi, izberemo tu rezonančno frekvenco tega nekajnega kroga, Lc2, ne, tukaj, ne, izberemo tako, da je nad frekvenco prvega vrtona, tako da je induktivna, induktorjavna frekvenca, in izberemo, da je pod tretjem vrtonom, se pravi, da je kondenzator za tretji overton. Ne? No in ponavadi overtonski oscilator napriste tako, ali pa za CMOS vjezi napriste tako, da nas ste že visi, kakšne digitalije imajo tudi overtonski oscilator in tudi s CMOS vrati tu gre, ampak pod pogojem, da za induktorjavca pristili ste kristal, da niha na višji rezonanci. Če ne bo nihala, skoraj sigurno s CMOS vrati, bo skoraj sigurno nihala na osnovni rezonanci. Ne? Bo nihala na tretje, če ga prisilimo z eno tuljavca. Ne? Ja, zdaj mi v naših radijskih sprejemnikih ne, vsekakor bi radi naredili, ne rabimo oscilatorje samo z eno frekvenco, pač pa radio je treba nastaviti na postajo, in moramo frekvenco spreminjati. Ne? In si moramo pogledati, kako narediti nastavljiv oscilator. So, in our radio equipment, usually we don't need just a single frequency. We need an adjustable frequency, a variable frequency. No, in temu se dosti krat reče, ne? Se pravi nastavljiv oscilator. Po angleško bilo tu variable frequency. So, the acronym VCO, VFO stands for variable frequency oscillator. Kako lahko zdaj mi nastavljamo frekvenco enega oscilatora? Ne? No, če gremo pogledati zgodovinsko, so tukaj razne rešitve. Jaz bom vse risal za primer Kolpicova oscilatorja, tako da si pogledamo, ali pa lahko tudi Armstrong majster. Drawing with these simple oscillators, how can we adjust the frequency? If we look at an Armstrong oscillator, se pravi, če pogledamo Armstrong oscillator, ne? Jaz moram imeti transformator tukaj, ne? ki obrača fazo, mora imeti nihajni krok. C, L, L primarne, ne, tukaj, ne, ki imam z mojim ojačevalnikom, imam tukaj povratna vezava. Ne. So drawing now the Armstrong oscillator. Armstrong has the resonator in the, at the input of the amplifier, Meissner has the output. How can I adjust the frequency of this oscillator? Kako lahko nastavljam? Ja, na primjeru lahko nastavljam tako, da naredim tukaj kondenzator nastavljam. One possibility of adjusting the frequency is to make variable this capacitor here. Se pravi, nastavljam. To je ena možnost, ne, kar imam, se pravi, lahko nastaviti kondenzator. Zdaj, v zgodovini, so bili, če pogledali ste zgodovino, 50 let nazaj, so bili taki vrtljivi kondenzatori, so se tudi delovali. If we look back in history 50 years ago, variable capacitors were being used. What can we do today? Kaj naredimo danes? Danes največkrat uporabimo v tem viziju, uporabimo vari kapacitor. Today, a variable capacitor is made as a variable capacitor, with a variable capacitance diode. Se pravi z diodo, ne? Z termirno diodo, damo tukaj, ne? Se pravi kondenzator v našem viziju bomo zdaj nadomestili z eno vari kap diodo, ne? Eno, lahko tudi dvema, ne? Lahko tudi dvema, ne? Dve varikap diode, tako. We may also use two varikap diodes in series as a capacitor. And here we have our feedback amplifier. Tukaj imam, ne? Še tam vidio sem tukaj v tam lepo točka, ne? Tukaj je izhod, ne? Here is the output. Na te varikap diode tukaj jasno moramo preključiti. Preključimo visokofrekvenčno napetost, ne, to je iz nihajnega kroga. In moramo privesti tudi enosmjerno napetost z nastavljanje debeline zaporne plasti. So, to these varikap diodes, we have to connect the RF voltage, and we did this. But besides the RF voltage, we also have to bring some DC voltage to adjust the capacitors. No, kako prepirjamo enosmjerno? Prepirjamo preko dušilke. So, we bring the DC voltage to a choke, and it goes to infinity, so infinite impedance for radio frequency, but finite impedance for. And we bring here a voltage from an adjustable DC source. Se pravi, uglašujemo z nastavitvijo napetosti, z nastavitvijo zaporne napetosti na varikap diodah, kjer moram dati zaporno napetosti. I have to put on reverse bias, so I have to put plus on the cathodes of the two PN junctions, to adjust the thickness of the depletion layer, and adjusting the thickness of the depletion layer, I change the capacitance. So I tune my oscillator. Takšni napravi se dosti krat reče, ker tukaj krmilimo z napetostjo. So if this is voltage controlled, this is a voltage oscillator. Ali VCO, ne? Se pravi, napetostno nastavljiv oscillator. So this is one possibility we can do. This is really called voltage control because this is actually an input to our device. To je ponavadi vhod v naše vezje, ne? Damo noter napetost, dobimo frekvenco, ne? Kakšno je lahko področje oglaševanja? So what can be the tuning range of such oscillators? Ja, te se da oglaševati v precej širokem področju. Se pravi, tu razmerje F maksimalna z F minimalna, ne? Je tam nekje rokore tja do 5, recimo. Ne? So the tuning range, depending on the components of each other, can go up to 5, but perhaps 3 is a more reasonable. Less or equal than 3, depending on the kind of capacitor we have, the kind of varicaps we have here in the second. But usually it's less than 3. But this is pretty wide, pretty broad range. To je razmera na široko področje, lahko bi rekel tudi tukaj 3, da je tu, da je. We can could call this 300%, okay. Write it in percent. So the tuning range of such an oscillator is very, very broad. Where are the problems? Kakšne težave imamo tukaj? Težave imamo tukaj, da tukaj gor. So up here, since we loaded this tuned circuit with an amplifier, the Q loaded is going to be around 30. With varicap diodes we are much worse. Z varicap diodes smo dosti slabši, bo ta obremenjeni Q v velikosti bilo samo 10. Zakaj? Zato, ker varicap diode imajo izgube. Ne? So, redrawing the critical part of this tuned circuit, I have the coil that has a resistance of the copper wire. Make the coil. But I have also the varactor diodes. And the real varactor has quite a large resistor in series of its variable capacitor. And also the other varactor diode has quite a large resistor in series with the capacitor. Zaporedno z tuljavo imamo tu tisti R, lahko bi rekel R, ponavadi je tu R silicija, ne? This is resistance of the silicon the varactor diode is made from. This is what kills the Q. Varactors do not have a pretty high Q, and the Q in such a circuit is usually low. Se pravi, varicap diode so nam sicer omogočajo na bit VZO, se pravi, preprosta struja oscilacija, ampak kvaliteta se precej pokvari. Zakaj se kvaliteta pokvari? Zato, ker smo tukaj noter dodali upore, ne? No, če imamo takšen primer vjezja, jasno tukaj izgube se seštevajo, ne? So, if we have such a circuit, losses do add up. In this case, the whole resistance in the circuit will be the resistance of the coil plus resistance of the silicon of the first diode plus resistance of the silicon of the second varicap diode. Se pravi, tukaj bo vsota, bo upor, bo vsota vseh uporov. No, če bi jaz zdaj zapisal te stvari, da moj Q celoten je zdaj omega L deljeno z R in moj Q tuljave, ne? Tu same tuljave je omega L deljeno z R z U, ne? In še moj Q varicap diod, ne? Je omega L deljeno z R silicija 1 R silicija 2, ne? So rewriting these things with Q of the coil, Q of the varactors here, what can I get? I get that 1 over the overall Q is 1 over Q of the coil plus 1 over Q of the varactors. Tako vidimo, da je celoten Q se zdaj seštevajo obratne vrednosti. The reverse values of the Q actually add up in such a circuit. Lahko bi, ampak zdaj v tem našem vizu je bolj ugodno, da računamo vse na tuljavo. Vse izgube, da preslikamo na tuljavo. Tu nam je ugodno. Ne? We could use also the reactance of the capacitor here in the varactor. But the issue where is, with capacitors, where's the problem? This is what theorists say. The inductor has a series resistance, R, this is L, and the capacitor has a parallel conductivity G. And usually the Q of the capacitor is given as omega C divided by G. Okay? That's true. But this does not respect the real physical effects in our varactors. Varactors do not have a parallel resistor, varactors have a series resistor. That's the reason why we are using here omega L, not omega C. Is that okay? What do you have a score in the little mark? We should make a break right now. Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zdaj, ko smo rekli, da gremo lahko na višji overtone, koliko visok pa lahko gremo pa na 5, 6?
Ja, da se, ne, na 5 ali pa na 7, na 6, ne moramo iti, ker 6 ni sklopa.
Ampak koliko visok lahko gremo, to verjetno ne gre kar v nedogled.
Ja, nekje 5 se še da, 5 se še da, 7, odvisno je koliko dober kvarc so vam naredili. Ne? Ta stvar, da koliko visoka overtona lahko tukaj pridemo, ne? Se dajte zavedati nekaj, če še enkrat to slikso narišem, to tukaj, ne? Ta razdalja tukaj je ena z R, ne? Zdaj, če imate vi dober kvarc, pridete v tuljavo spodaj. Če imate vi kvarc, ki je delo, ki je jedla burek zraven, da ste imeli ena z R takšen in ne pridete v tuljavo, ne? Zdaj, sem da bo nič, ta je uporabil, ne? Ampak to je vse odvisno od burka. Odvisno je, pri kateri rezonanci nam krok še prečka osta, tudi da prijemo, da skoraj dobimo tudi javno. Tu pri kvarcih žal ne gre nek najboljši. Ne? Više, kot je overton, brz se ta stvar krči, brz se odmika, brz gremo proč od realne osi. So with quartz crystal, all the issue is, what is the series resistance of the crystals? How much losses do we have in the crystal? If we have little losses, R is big. R is small. If we have small losses, R is small. So this is large, and we have a good intersection with the real axis. If R is big, we have lots of losses. Then 1 over R is small, we have no intersection, and forget about making a fifth overton oscillator with such a crystal.
Sem odgovoril zdaj? Jaz sem vprašal.